Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, yo. Oh, hey, yo. Welcome to Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. It is I, Alex McCarthy, with the good brother, the best brother himself, SB3, stepping in on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday Night Insight. We're going back to the old school tonight with one of the regular co-hosts, SB3, in the chair. We're going to talk Brock Lesnar. His plans are changing. Speaking of plans that have changed, Elias, did he ever have any plans? This is what we're going to dive into shortly, because the resurrection of Elias might be taking a while longer than we thought. And of course, it's Friday night. We want you to ask questions. So, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. That if you want to get your ultra chat in or in the live chat, give us a cue. I have to do that the other way around, I think. A cue. There you go. No, other way. Anyway, it's hard, man. Anyway, give us a cue in the live chat and we will answer whatever you like. Any part of the show, give it to us. And the Daily Boys are going to get it rolling. So stay strapped here on Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. Hey, hey, it's Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. Welcome back. Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Help this channel grow. Help us blossom. Like, you know, we're coming out of NXT and we need some legs to stand on. Help us. Don't feed us to the Vince McMahon booking of this world. SB3, how are you, my brother?
I am doing great. Got to fulfill my weekly, allowment of Alex McCarthy by my side. I wasn't here with him on Wednesday. I had to hold things down. By the way, I want to say thank you to everyone who put nice comments about me being alone, and to everyone else who didn't like it. You know, it is what it is. But I am here. The OG Daily Boys on a Friday. Talk about some Brock Lesnar. Talk about the week that was. And talk to all of the good eggs out there.
Well, speaking of which, what are you doing for True Hill Heat this week, man? What you got on the menu?
True Hill Heat, we go live tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. Eastern Time, 4:05 p.m. UK. And we're gonna have Steven Jensen of Fightful Wrestling on with us. We're gonna be talking about all the contracts expiring in WWE, as well as preview and predictions for NXT War Games. So it'll be myself, Miss Chrissy Love, and special guest Steven Jensen. So check it out.
Hey, listen, we're coming in hot with the questions. Steph did not do a Juicy Lucy, which I've now learned is a cheeseburger that has cheese from the inside. SB3, did you?
No, I was unable to do a juicy to have a Juicy Lucy or do a Juicy Lucy. I was like, I'm Todd Avenel. Where the hell were you? I was in Minneapolis for 2 days. You know, I went to Max Caster's concert and stuff. Where were you, Uptown Avenel? Come on.
Is a Juicy Lucy? I was likening it to a hand grenade in New Orleans, right? Is it like a, I don't know, like a Philly cheesesteak? Is that what we're talking about here?
It sounds kind of like that, where you said.
No, I mean, like, is it? You know what I'm saying? Is it like the town's kind of famous food? Is this what I'm saying?
I would guess so. I've had a Philly cheesesteak. It's nothing like it. Tony Luke's is my suggestion to anyone that hasn't been to Philadelphia. Tony Luke's, just a couple of blocks away from the old ECW arena. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, we were saying this yesterday. I had Grimaldi's pizza. So actually, Alex, or Queen of the Ring, to the rest of you, promised SP3 and I pizza, right? We were promised New York pizza after Survivor Series, but she dipped. We couldn't get hold of her. There was no pizza to be had. And before I left the city, I was like, you know what? I need the best pizza in New York. Like, where can I get it? And several people had said Grimaldi's. I think it's Grimaldi's.
So you went to the one over by the
Brooklyn Bridge. I did. Oh my god, it was amazing.
See, why you don't say this stuff to me though? I've told you all my
previous, I did tell you.
I literally was in, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna pull back the curtain. I literally was in this man's hotel room and gave him my job history and told him I used to be a New York City tour guide. I used to work on a boat that went by the Brooklyn Bridge. I would have told him if the line is too long at Grimaldi's, you go down to Giuliana's, is right down the block, is by the same owners and the same pizza. See, I got those little nuggets of facts you need in New York.
I'm mad at this man right now. Listen, you had your chance. You had your chance. We came out of my hotel room. What did you do?
Grimaldi's is way too far from
here. What did you do? You're Googling. You walked. I think this is pizza. And then, by luck or credit, we ended up in Junior's, right? Which, to be fair, the cheesecake there and the chicken was... I'm not gonna argue.
I was jealous that you got the chicken. Like I just chose on getting a cheesecake to go. That's all I had to do.
That's a smart decision. I mean, did you share that with the missus?
Of course, I have to.
There it is. Then you were the winner. I'm going back to my hotel room now. Anyway. Titular news, guys, you've hung around long enough. Let's jump into that before we answer some more questions at the back end of the show. SP3, tell the people what's going on with Brock Lesnar.
So big old Brock will be on SmackDown tonight on Fox. And the current storyline, as will play out, was last week's show. His suspension was, of course, lifted. So that means that's the reason why he's going to be on tonight's show. But that wasn't the original plan. If you remember a couple of weeks back, there was advertisements for the Staples Center in Los Angeles, where SmackDown is going to be next Friday, that Brock Lesnar was going to show up as a ticketed fan, because he was going to still be under suspension. He was going to be in the crowd to kind of get in the head of Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. The idea with that would have been that Brock, you know, would have been still suspended, had to buy a ticket. But Wrestling Observer reports that he is still set to appear on next week's show on top of this week's show. So this is like Groundhog Day. We're going to see Brock Lesnar back to back.
Hey, he's getting paid per appearance.
All about the money. And he is going to be on both shows, but they changed the plans as well as basically him being still on suspension and being a fan. That's the thing that's changed the most about his return plans. But I don't know if this means if we're going to get the Brock and Roman rematch sooner than people have thought. Maybe we get it at Royal Rumble instead of WrestleMania. Day one possibility. But it's very interesting that he's coming back already, because he was suspended about a month ago, pretty much. So,
You know, like it's here. White meat babyface Brock Lesnar. I like it, by the way. It works for me. It's interesting though, because to fit these shows in, it's like they're ramping up. And of course, day one is only what, like 4 weeks away at this point. 4 weeks Sunday, I think. I don't know.
Yes, 4 weeks Saturday. It's on a Saturday.
So there you go. So one would think stacking up his appearances before that are leading to that. And I'm surprised WWE putting so much into... I always hate this terminology, but it's not one of the big pay-per-views, is it, right? Like having Brock Lesnar, you assume you're going to go bang, bang, bang. Yeah. What do you do with Roman then heading towards WrestleMania at the Royal Rumble? And the same question applies to Brock Lesnar. Like, if you're not going to marry them together, which I presumed you would for WrestleMania... then there are options, right? There are options. But for Roman, not so many. Once he gets past Brock, who really is there to have that big staple WrestleMania match? The only one that springs to my mind is Seth Rollins. I assume you flip Seth at some point because he is kind of popular over. He's in that heel space at the moment where people would dig him, right?
He's turning into a cool heel.
He is. I feel like all of that kind of go away-ness that he had when he first flipped has kind of gone now. And people are like, yeah, you know what? This guy's great again, because he is great inside the ropes. So Drew McIntyre is someone as well who is bubbling away in the background. And WWE might call it it'd be the second meeting at WrestleMania, but the trilogy matchup because of the Survivor Series one as well. Even though Roman's won both. So, but still, I know WWE, we've heard this from Triple H before, they think McIntyre and Roman is a big matchup. And it is, but I don't know if you go through Lesnar to get to McIntyre. Seems a bit, I don't know, counterintuitive to me.
And it sounds freaking oblivious, because this is the same company that thought Edge and Roman Reigns wasn't big enough, to the point that the third guy that you threw in there still questions him being inserted into there. So if you're telling me you didn't think Edge and Roman was a big enough matchup, Edge coming back from injury, almost being out a year, coming back, having his big return match for the world title for the first time since 10 years ago at WrestleMania, that he had to relinquish the title.
And he won the Rumble.
Anyone to Rumble, and you're telling me that's not big enough, but Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns is supposed to be big enough? That's why I think Drew and Roman is the Royal Rumble match, and that they probably in the next 2 weeks, they should set up a storyline, which is like Roman's not going to give Brock another opportunity at the title, so his way to get it is through the Royal Rumble.
That's a good shout. I could see them taking Brock to... Because, you know, Roman's going to be like, I smashed him. You know, he doesn't need to face him again, right? He beat him, quote unquote, in Saudi. I don't see them running through that match if possible. But the thing with babyface momentum, I think it's harder for someone like Lesnar when you're away, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know how much he plans to be around between now and Mania, but I guess there's also a section of fans like, Lesnar and Reigns again? Like at Mania, be the third time, lest we forget. I know the triple threat turned into, and I mean, that's the other thing. Seth Rollins is actually on Raw now. So again, really, you'd have to have him win the Rumble to get him back to Reigns.
Yeah.
Do you need to do that? Do you want to do that? And then what do you do with what you've got left? What's a massive feud for Big E? Edge? AJ? These are guys that you would hopefully partner with Big E to make a big program, but there's nothing at the moment where I'm like, that's it. That's the destination. That's where you got to go. I don't know. Just the star power aspect of WrestleMania. It's not obvious to me at the moment. The other way you could do that though is Brock Lesnar and Big E. That would be fresh. Good.
Yeah.
I'd like it. I suspect Goldberg might get the shout.
I think that, and that's what I was thinking. When you look at all the options on Monday Night Raw for Big E, this is one that's a dream match for him. This is one that WWE is going to think as a big
on
matchup.
Paper, would sell.
Because Goldberg is a big star. They're building Big E to be a big star. So it's just how they would make that work with both of them being baby faces and WWE not being the greatest place as of late to do a baby face versus baby face matchup. But on the other side, I think this is the Roman problem, honestly. They've built Roman up so big, so powerful, that literally only part-timers are considered big matchups for him. John Cena, Brock Lesnar, The Rock. Because I feel like people were more confident in what Roman Reigns was going to do at WrestleMania before last year's WrestleMania. They were more confident in what was going to happen at WrestleMania 38 before WrestleMania 37 for Roman than they are now, just 4 months away. And I thought that the big idea was for him to verse Brock in Dallas, because 100,000 seats, I wouldn't have done the match in Saudi Arabia. I would have I would have done the return at SummerSlam and do some type of like do the Bloodline versus Brock or Brock and somebody else at Saudi. Do some type of way where you get Roman and Brock in the ring with each other, but you've kind of soiled a potential WrestleMania matchup by doing it in Saudi Arabia with the finish that you already gave us. And you kind of gave us a lot of the good segments between the three central characters of Roman, Brock, and Heyman in this already. So by the time we get to WrestleMania, there's going to be a lot of fans that not only are tired of the Brock versus Roman matchup being three times at WrestleMania, they're going to be tired of the storyline because it's been going on for 7 months.
I do think there are twists and turns to be had in that story. I think there's more, but it's just, you know, you're relying on WWE to do it well, which of course is always up in the air with long stories, basically. I do think it was on purpose. Jeff Hardy was close, but no cigar last week. I do think he's going to get a shot in the near future. Again, if that's day one or the Rumble, I think that's a really good kind of placeholder, if you like, for Roman, because fans are invested in Jeff. The match would be good, you know, with Jeff kind of doing whatever the hell he'll do to try and get that last bit of glory. So that's cool. And then, okay, maybe you fit Drew in somewhere, but and Brock, like, who knows? But either way, we'll know what we're kind of waiting for. We're waiting to get to The Rock at some stage. Like, if it's going to be not this Mania coming, the one after. That's a long time where you need a real opposing force against him. And outside of McIntyre on SmackDown, there aren't too many really obvious plays here. You know, we had them, but yeah, WWE seem to get rid of them. Anyway, what other news have we got, SB3, to get through before we let some questions loose?
Got some questions loose. Well, we got to talk about Elias's plans being scrapped and change. Of course, we want to hear from all of y'all. WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We could talk more about Brock Lesnar or Elias or Roman Reigns for that matter. But as far as Elias, WrestleVotes was the one that reported on this one. And they said that there was no end plan for those Elias vignettes that we saw just a couple of months back, where he was burying the old musician gimmick and Elias was supposed to be reborn again. And it was simply to kill off the musician gimmick. However, it was also noted that a plan for an initial rebranding a number of weeks ago had Elias looking similar to Randy Savage in his repackaging with colorful trunks and a beard. Vince McMahon and his pals apparently didn't like the idea, so it's now back to square one for poor old Elias.
I've met Elias and interviewed him, and I liked him very much. He's very switched on. The guy is big in the flesh. That guy's got big arms, huge. Yeah. He's just a very jovial kind of good charisma about him. He's got everything you could hope for, really, in having someone be a big part of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't find it hard to believe that WWE did this, but like to assassinate a character with nothing on the horizon, just like, well, we've got to get rid of this guy and we'll just keep him off TV. Like, they're paying this man. That's weird. Just sit off TV and, you know, we'll think of something eventually. That's not a spot you want to be in with WrestleMania season approaching. It's really not. No idea what's in the foreground for him or what Elias could do. He was wasted horrendously in a feud with Jackson Ryker. Nobody gave a flying about Ryker and Elias. Not one. You won't see no fly past this screen. None. They were like a team, or I don't know. He was like his roadie, or he idolized him, whatever that weird stuff was.
He wanted to walk with Elias. He was a walker.
They did it for like a month, and they were like, "Oh, yeah, this." Right, just how laughable it is that they thought that they'd put enough stock or investment into that story where when they flip, they'd go, Jackson Ryker's a babyface. The crowd like, oh, you know, Elias has done Jackson Ryker dirty for so... No, he hadn't. He hadn't even had a chance to do him dirty for so long. Like, what is this? It was just, it was awful. It was awful. That one of the worst turns. And they were forcing I'm not sad that he's gone. Anyway, that was terrible.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
There was a time where Elias was hot. We all know this, right? He had a lot going for him, but he was always the butt of a feud. Hello? You need a wee?
We're potty training my youngest.
Can you go? Can you tell mummy? There you go. Mummy's calling you. Hi, Harper. What are you doing?
Harper!
Good stuff.
I mean, I don't know if you can... They're just lingering.
Baba! Hey.
Good girl.
Go on, hit the bricks. Get upstairs, you.
Good girl.
Little McCarthy run in. I love it. Every single time. Pops.
Daddy,
me.
I need a wee. She had a wee at McDonald's. She had a wee just when we did the bath before this show. Like, how many wees do you need? Anyway, I can't remember what I was saying. Elias! He was hot at one point, but yes. Man, they've just kind of butchered the momentum that you had, and you've got to start again. And it's like, I better think of a good idea, because there was nothing wrong with the other idea, really. You don't want them to lean into it too much, but why couldn't that have been the foundation? I don't know.
I mean, it was giving me kind of Mordecai vibes. So I mean, and to be fair, this was around the same time that they were running a whole grave gimmick on NXT, and that led to the return of Dakota Kai, and she's done absolutely zero to follow up with that besides doing this, like a few times. Like that's the extent of her spending a couple of weeks in a graveyard is that she does this now. It's like Will Smith taught her how to back down bullies. Just mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
I hope everyone like me gets that. I really do. I don't know, man. It's tough. Like, he's another talent that WWE have got on their roster. They're just not doing anything with it. It's frustrating, man. Like, and if it comes to the time where it's like, you know, WWE released Elias, it's going to be like, what a waste. Because there was a lot there. There really was.
It's not at the realm of possibility anymore, because we've seen guys like Elias who you look at, guys and girls that we look at and we say, this is the type of person WWE would sign. This is the type of person WWE would put some stock into, put some investment into, have a push for. We've been seeing that hasn't panned out too well. Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Nia Jax, these are all names of people that a year ago we would have said, no, WWE will never release them. They've been released. So we know that Elias, this is not the best news for him right now.
Yeah, I think I've said this before. The tweet I had was like, how can you have Aleister Black, Keith Lee and Andrade off TV? How can you have those three talents and not do anything with them? And here we are today. They're not even in WWE. Jesus. Mind your business. Listen. It's making me laugh. We're on the home straight here, guys. If you have questions for the boys, let us know. Hit the Daily Boys with whatever's on your mind. I don't care if it's wrestling related, whatever you like. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to give you 10 minutes to hit us with any kind of question, wrestling related, everyday. I don't care. Whatever it is, hit us with your questions. I did see one earlier. SB3, where was the infamous picture of all the wrestling YouTubers taken? I assume it was a restaurant, but I didn't recognize it.
I want to say One Street Diner. It was about like 10 minutes from Tarjay Center, and I had to walk past the Marriott where Eddie Guerrero passed away to get to Tarjay Center. So that's my little factoid. It's like
hold up. Is it not the Target Center?
Or
is
this this used to be this guy on NBA TV that used to have like a show, and every time he's a Timberwolves fan, he called Target Center Tarjay Center. So that's what called it Tarjay Center.
I didn't know if I'd missed something, you know. I just gotta check in. Just gotta check
in.
He's
like, they went French or something.
Niangi. E stands for eavesdropper tonight. It's the Friday before Christmas, which is what, the 23rd?
Yes, it is. No, it's the 24th, actually.
Is that New Year's Eve?
Yeah, that's Christmas Eve. So it's the Thursday. It's the Thursday before Christmas.
Yeah.
The
23rd. So what's going on with this Christmas episode is we're going to do what we did last year. Like, we're going to have our end of year say, but there's also going to be a quiz. There is going to be a quiz between the four of us. Tiggy, a fan of the show, is going to come on and do the quiz. It's going to be a proper run thing. I've seen a vague run through of like the way he wants to do it. It's going to be cool. So that should be really interesting for you guys to watch us four battle it out in a quiz for the Christmas throne. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. 23rd, good question. CM Chris for the Daily Boys. How are you both? What are you doing this weekend? Much love to you both. SB3, what are you doing this weekend, man?
Got True Hill Heat tomorrow. Got kids, and they're going to be 2 in March. So I'm probably going to do some Christmas shopping for them and the missus. I probably got to get something else for more than one gift for you missus. That's a tip for everyone. But yeah, that's what I plan on doing. Yeah, True Hill Heat and getting stuff situated for Christmas season.
I'm going to get my tree up. That's going to happen this weekend. The kids are like all over me, like, are we going to decorate the tree? I'm like, oh. So that's going to happen. I'm going to play football Sunday. So I haven't played football in like a month because I've been traveling loads and working. So I've been hitting the gym the past couple of days, though, getting back at it. I'm going to play football on Sunday. But yeah, I was off work yesterday, today, and I've got the weekend off. And then I've got Monday off because I'm going to watch Ricky Gervais live. So that's cool. Like this year, they're my two favorites. My two favorite stand-ups are pretty much Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais, who are well different, but I like their styles equally. So I'm going to go do that Monday night. So I've got a nice stretch of time off that I'm enjoying. But the reason that my setup is me on the couch and the living room's all different is because we've been sorting some stuff out. There's some, we bought a couple new TVs that we've had. Yeah, putting TVs up sucks. Anyway, that's pretty much what I'm
definitely
up to.
Does. And you could, this just reminded me, I've been slacking this week. I won't next week. I will bust out some Christmas sweaters. Probably on Wednesday.
Me too.
Probably only on Wednesdays with Alex. But yeah. not every day I'm on here. But
yeah,
Wednesdays,
yeah, you know
for
that.
Sure.
Hey, you know me. I take the sweater game serious. So there you go. When did we send each other presents last year? I can't remember. Did you get yours before Christmas? I get it to you before Christmas? I did.
Yeah, I think I got mine. I got mine to you like a couple of days before Christmas, I think.
Nah, you sent me first. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I think so. Like maybe like a week or two before. But yes.
Listen, there you go then. That's the game this year then, right? I'll hit you again, but we'll make it surprise sweaters. That's the game. All right.
I love it.
Eve Empire says, how are you both? I'm really good now. I was really, I've been ill for like, I think I was moaning to SB3 all the time I was in New York. I was not well, but I powered through. And it's only the past like 2 or 3 days that I feel better, man. So I'm back. SB3, you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Eve Vampire. That's very sweet of you to ask. I'm doing great on a Friday. Happy to be here.
There you go. Hector Rodriguez. I know you're the Aztec Warrior, but I very much like saying your name. When will you go back to the one-hour format? That is the golden question. I don't know if it's imminent, but it's been discussed. That's the best way I can put it. As I think I've said this before, there's a whole different bunch of metrics that people, not us basically, people who run the channel, are kind of ciphering through to see what fits best, what's the retention rate. It all goes into how the channel makes money and stuff. Boring stuff for you guys, and I'm sure you're a bit like, just go back to an hour. I'd love to go back to an hour. Me and SB3 have said this before. I know Steph feels the same, and I think Sat would love to have more chance to elongate his words. See what I'm doing with it, Eve? But yeah, I don't know. I would look out for it in the new year. I don't think anything will change before Christmas. That's my candid thoughts on that. Iceman 1181 says, when do you think Tommy End will just be Tommy End again? Never, probably. Hey, Tommy End was great, right? We all know that. Especially like his UK indie run was phenomenal. I think the Black name has got the equity now. You know what I mean? He's built that. I think he's with that. I don't see him kind of reverting, as cool as it would be. I guess Pac did, but I don't see it. I don't see it in Tommy's case. What do you think, SB3?
The name change kind of fit well with the character that he's trying to present. So, you know, he can be Tommy, and he can be Tommy End to you as long as you want him to be. But as far as him, he's just going to be Malachi Black because that fits in with what he's trying to present.
Yeah, bring back Claudio Castiglione. Well, you know,
Claudio Castagnoli. Yes,
bring him back.
When he used to come to the ring with like 7 different layers and 3 different ties and say, hey!
Bring them all back. Any predictions for Winter is Coming episode next week? You know what? Oh my God, my daughter's here again. Come here.
Invasion.
I've got a sneaky feeling that Brian Danielson actually wins.
I don't think Brian Danielson wins. I think Hangman becomes the first one to beat Brian Danielson in AEW. Hey!
Can you say hello?
Hello.
There you go.
Adorable.
Sometimes I think she's not mine. Oh, well, look at you. You're cute. Yeah, yeah.
The ratings just shot up because of you.
Yeah, that's it. Who's Daddy's favorite person in the world? Him, SB3! Did you just point at him?
That's the sweetest comment ever. You're the best.
Listen. Listen, who loves you the most?
Daddy!
Who's my favorite person in the world? Yeah, it's you and Harper. It's not SB3. It's you and Harper. Yeah. Who's the best? You. That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
I teach self worth in this house. That's what I do. Good girl. What are you doing? Did you go to the toilet?
Yeah.
You did? What are you doing now?
Cry.
You don't know.
She's being a star.
Yeah, she is. She's running it. Who do you think's going to win the Rumble?
Yeah.
Brian Danielson ain't going to win no Rumble, Hallie. Listen, do you want to go and get your tablet? Go on, go upstairs to bed. Hey. Oh, goo goo gaga. Go and get it.
This is quality television, ladies and gentlemen.
Go on then, upstairs. Apologies.
Nice! Yeah. Oh, look at all the comments. Look at this. Oh. I love it. Everybody loves it. They are
the greatest thing that could ever happen to you, I promise. Anyway, so my sneaky suspicion was that maybe I don't know. I think obviously Paige wins, but I just keep getting this sneaky feeling like it's not, I don't know. I don't think it'd be like a one and done, you know? Like something's going to be up. I don't know quite what, but yeah, I don't know. There's going to be some shenanigans.
If you want my wildest prediction, AEW tries to keep on the theme of Winter is Coming for dramatic surprise debuts. And Winter is Coming, we see the debut of Johnny Gargano. 5 days after he leaves WWE.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild, but it's not wild as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's real.
It's real. Very
after
real.
After the year we've had, it's realistic.
It's just very real. When's O'Reilly done? When's the exact date?
I think the end of the year he's done.
Okay.
Because I know Johnny's done the 10th.
He's done it.
5 days. He'll make his debut 5 days after leaving WWE.
God damn it.
And he'll challenge Sammy Guevara, and he will end 2021 as TNT champion. That's my wildest prediction.
You're just adding shit. All right. Frantic World says, do you guys think WWE will try and keep Gargano, O'Reilly, Ciampa, and Thatcher? They can try, but I don't think they're going to try as hard as they should, and I think the first two are already gone. No idea what the deal with Ciampa and Thatcher is. As far as Ciampa kind of told me in London, is that I think Thatcher's doing stuff behind the scenes, or he was, like, you know, he's almost like a coaching role, which again is too soon to put Thatcher out to pasta. Like, he's got a lot to give. So it's hard though, because with Triple H away, you know, it's a difficult, how can you really find his space behind the scenes? So I'm not sure what the deal is with that. Ciampa obviously still in a prominent position. What do you think, SB3?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I think the first two should go, and 100% O'Reilly has a place for him already in AEW waiting and ready, and a money matchup that's a lot more interesting than anything he would be doing on 2.0 coming out to Von Wagner's music. Johnny Gargano is a little bit different because there's other parts going there. You know, he's got a wife, he's got a kid on the way. His wife is still contracted to the company till probably the end of 2022. He has a close relationship with Shawn Michaels and Triple H, and I think that he had under his mind that he was going to spend the rest of his career in NXT and then probably take Shawn Michaels' spot in the backstage area in the future. So Gargano is the little bit that's the mystery to me. As far as Ciampa, I don't know when his deal is going to be up, and whenever his deal is up, they're going to add more time to it because he's to have a lot of time off due to injury. So I can see him being there for quite a bit to the end of his run because of all those injuries. I could see him having one full 2-3 more years in NXT and then calling it quits and then becoming one of the backstage, you know, that power group of Triple H and become a part of that. Thatcher, I could see something similar, but I 100% agree with you. It's too soon for Timothy Thatcher to be a trainer, 100%. I wish they had more guys like Dustin Rhodes in NXT, who's a trainer, who helps out, who's also an agent, who can also wrestle in the ring. They can't do him like they did Cassius Ohno when Cassius Ohno was doing that role and he jobbed out to pretty much everybody except for
Ohno was doing it in NXT UK. I saw him when I went to train at the UK Performance Center. Like, Ohno was there, and you know, it was just like, before I saw him, I was like, I forgot you was around, man. You know what I mean? Just because the way that they kind of treated him, but yeah.
No, it's a shame.
It's a weird one. I feel like the thing I used to feel like the bond between Triple H and Shawn Michaels and some of their talent, because so many of them have kind of hit the wrong end of the stick now. I think even Triple H is probably saying, just go. I think if he likes them, he's probably saying, seriously, just do it for yourself, go.
I hope he's selling that to Kyle O'Reilly.
I do.
Kyle O'Reilly, like, do y'all not remember the beginning of this year? I feel like not a lot of fans remember the beginning of this year when we all thought Kyle O'Reilly was going to become NXT champion.
Huge. Yeah.
Now he is in a tag team where he's the sidekick to a guy named Von Wagner. That is the biggest fall from grace that I have seen this year. And there's been quite a few, especially in WWE. For anyone that's still signed with the company, that's the biggest fall from grace.
I mean, it's wild because yeah, I saw someone ask in the chat, you know, could there be an Undisputed Era reunion? I actually think you just get Red Dragon back together. You let Adam Cole do his thing with the Super Elite. And then you maybe just intertwine every now and again. But you've got Fish and O'Reilly. Let them do their thing. Just let them do their thing. That's a great tag team to add to a great division.
Yeah.
As Sat says, we do gifts. Well, me and SB3 do, or did, last year. You want to get in on this? Like, I don't know how we make a freeway work. You know, I'm sure we could. And if you want to get involved, let us know. Let us know. What else we got going on there? If Gargano resigns, he should ask for a no-cut clause. The first person who ever gets a no-cut clause will be revolutionary in WWE. Nobody's got it at the moment. Nobody. Yeah. But it will be just like when guaranteed money came into play and all of this stuff. Like, the day that happens, wow.
I mean, if he's smart and he wants to stay with the company, that's the way to go. But I don't think the company is going to be into that type of idea.
Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, it was actually Sat who said that. Do you think there'll be an Undisputed Era revival? No, I actually don't think there will. But they'll just kind of tease it.
I think we could get Undisputed Elite. I think okay, you could just do Cole, O'Reilly, and Fish, and have them against the Elite. That's a money matchup. Oh my God, that's the type. That's a six man that could main event a pay per
view. Yeah. Well, lest we forget, right? WWE left a boatload of money on the table when they decided to not have the Undisputed Era on the main roster, or even just like cross over to the main roster and take on when the Shield was around, or New Day, or like, you know, you could, or find a four man. Like, there's a lot of money left on the table there. I don't think AEW would make the same mistakes.
No.
Anyway, with that said, we're going to bring a close to another week of Wrestling Daily. We thank you very much for joining us tonight. We're just going 40 minutes. That's what I did with Steph yesterday. We're doing it today. We're running long. I'm sorry. We appreciate you all. And Mocha Mondays is where we'll kick off the week next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK time. Remember, Sat E. Nyangi is here on the Monday with SB3. But SB3 is busy this weekend with True Hill Heat.
Yes, 11:05 a.m., 4:05 p.m. UK, True Hill Heat YouTube channel, True Hill Heat 154, with special guest Steven Jensen of Fightful Wrestling, one of the smartest guys in wrestling media. So check us out. We'll be previewing NXT War Games, talking about the week that was over on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel, as well as we'll do a watch-along for NXT War Games on Sunday as well. So a lot to take in from the True Hill Heat YouTube channel.
Lovely stuff. And with that said, guys, I will speak to you next week. Of course, you know where to find us both on Twitter. We like to chat and engage. If you've got something to say, hit us up. But until then, it's the Daily Boys, and we are out for another week here on Wrestling Daily.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.